The areas are theology, philosophy, ethics, biology, psychology, sociology, law, politics, economics, and history. All of those have a Christian worldview, but secular humanism also has a view. Marxism has a view. Cosmic humanism has a view. And postmodernism has a view. Now, there's another 50 worldviews we could put up there. John asked me earlier about Buddhists or what, some, there's a variety of other things you could put up here. These are the things that you are dealing with. In fact, these are things that you may actually think along the lines with and go your way. But I'm telling you, you need to get in the Christian worldview to have things make sense. Personally, for your family, for your community, for your culture, for your world. Theology. Basically, Christian worldview is going to be in the middle. It means, or it says, God exists. You see on your chart, God exists. He's intelligent. He's powerful. He's loving. He's just. He died for us, and indicating there's a need of salvation in the world among men. But the secular humanists, they say there is no God, and there's only matter. You're not spiritual. You're just matter. Your soul, as you think you have, it's just chemical reaction. It's all matter. So we don't have to deal with salvation. We don't have to deal with sin. We don't have to deal with eternity. We just deal with what we can see. The scientific process reveals everything. Marxism and Leninism, same thing, no God. But their goal, ultimately, Marxism and Leninism, is headed towards this idea that communism must be established for the salvation of the world. Communism, it used to be, we've progressed. They all are going to, most of them are going to agree in some form of evolution. Some process we're going through of evolving. Talk about that as we go. But Marxism and Leninism have seen humanity progress from the lower forms of life or culture to the highest form, which is communism, which we're trying to attain to. It began with slavery, which gave way to feudalism, which gave way to the free enterprise or capitalism, which is now going to give way to socialism, and when all property and private property is taken away, it will produce communism. And then we have world peace. Then all of our needs are met, and then we work in harmony with each other. Now understand, do you hear what I'm telling you? Someone can say, yes, I'm a Christian, whatever that means, and think in this philosophy, then they think there was slavery, which was a bad form of government or bad form of economics, which gave way to feudalism, and then out of feudalism came our current free enterprise or capitalism. But we've got to just as surely as they had undermined slavery, we have to undermine capitalism and bring in socialism. And socialism's job is to remove private property so that we can then enter communism and live happily ever after. And do you think, if you really believe that, you're going to try to advance that? Let me ask you this. If you think Jesus Christ is Lord and that He is the soon coming King, do you think you're going to have a tendency to act on that? Well, I would hope so. That's called evangelism. It's called maturity. They're going to act on that. And all of a sudden, you've got people who are trying to defend the Constitution, defend capitalism, and you've got somebody coming along the side saying, well, okay, I see you're only at level 3. I'm going to take you to level 4, leading you to level 5, going in a direction we don't want to go, which is not a real direction. Cosmic humanism is so opposite. Secular humanism, it says the term secular. It believes that we're only matter. Cosmic humanism, which is not as politically powerful as secular humanism, but is very, very powerful in Hollywood, believes that all is God, and that we've just got to come, and this is where we're going to throw around spiritual God, and we just got to come to this God consciousness, and everything will be fine. And if you're wrapped up in materialism, just that will disappear as soon as you understand God. He did read some things there, that you are all God, we're all God at the God consciousness. And postmodernism is similar to secular humanism, except instead of saying there's only matter, they're going with Nietzsche saying God is dead, he's unbelievable. It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous concept. You're going to find, as we go through this chart, the things that we deal with in our culture are secular humanism and postmodernism.